Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack vows to limit farm payment abuses. However, he doesn't say how he plans to restrict payments to only those actively engaged in farming. Representative Jeff Fortenberry told the secretary at a recent House Ag Appropriations Panel hearing,
"I thought this was a good agricultural reform measure. It passed on a bipartisan basis, but we lost. The residue of what is left, though, again, gives you the authority to define actively engaged. There is a General Accountability Office report out. Farm in the Midwest received $400,000 of payments in 2012, organized as a general partnership with six corporations and 11 individual members.
Two of whom, Fortenberry says, apparently lived in South Florida. One was 86. Vilsack recognized the political problem for farm programs, but was noncommittal on options.
You have raised concerns about situations where the rules have been stretched and creatively utilized. And I think our task is to take a look at what makes sense and what doesn't in the real world, and basically provide credibility and legitimacy to whatever support system we have."
Vilsack says it's not just important for farmers to trust farm programs, but also those with greater representation in Congress.
"But I think it's important for all of us to explain to our friends in urban and suburban America that support systems are designed to reduce the risk of farming. Farming is an extraordinarily difficult and risky business from a financial perspective because of you have no impact on Mother Nature and you have no impact on some foreign country doing something that creates market havoc. And we enjoy food security in this country and an affordability of food in part because we have reduced the risk and we keep people in the farming business. So we obviously want a program that people believe in."
Vilsack says he'll do the right thing on actively engaged, but with disaster aid, ARC, and PLC more pressing farm bill priorities now, might be a while.